You Can Relax. That's the name of our podcast.
Hello, welcome to Relax Podcast. I'm Colleen Bellinger, your host.
Is that what we're calling it?
What?
Relax the Podcast.
I don't know. I would hope we've called it that for over 100 something
relaxed?
Episodes. I'm not feeling relaxed.
Are you ready to feel relaxed?
I'm so ready. Sorry, we missed you guys last week. We were so sad we couldn't get an episode up, but we were just in the thick of it
with plumbers and toilets
exploding again and children's and all the things.
It's funny how that happens.
And appointments and life. And mm-hmm. We're just like, dang it. We missed you though.
She's telling the truth.
Thanks for backing me up on that one.
No, it's real. The toilet part is definitely real. We did have lots of appointments.
Yes.
Yeah, it was all honest. You were being open and honest.
I like the idea of like the concept of the podcast is just you say when I'm telling the truth or not. Like I say things and then you just go, she's telling the truth or not, you know?
Yeah.
Don't they have like a lie detector version of that, but you don't use a lie detector test. You just say what you think.
You could have been lying, but like, I was just backing you up. I don't know.
Why would I lie about that?
I don't
know. Well, thank you for the support.
You're welcome.
Lovey.
I've learned so much about ways that they can unclog toilets.
I know.
And the methods and the price points of these methods. Mm-hmm. I got to witness via a camera. You know, we've been fishing with this like underwater camera.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. It just goes down a toilet.
Mm-hmm.
Same screen. And they can show you all in the pipes.
All the poops.
Like I literally took a journey.
Through poop?
Through 15 feet of
poop.
Sticky poop.
You know what's crazy is we just sat down to record. Our kids are all asleep finally, and someone just woke up. So one of us has got to go. Do you want to go deal with that or should I?
Yeah, I can go.
I don't know who it is.
Just sometimes you give it that like moment.
I think it's
Flynn. Oh, nope, then they're sitting up.
And he's up.
Okay, goodbye.
Okay, while Eric is talking to the children who are waking from their slumber, I have a surprise for Eric today. I wrote him a song and y'all used to always comment how much you liked our songs. Well, I think you liked Eric's songs more than mine because Eric is the true songwriter of the relationship, obviously. But I did write him a song. I was cuddling with the kids to put them to sleep tonight while Eric set everything up for the podcast. And I have so many stories from just that experience alone, trying to cuddle all three kids at the same time to put them to sleep. But anyway, I was putting them to sleep. And while I was laying there, I got this idea for a song to write for Eric. And I'm really excited to show it to him, but I'm a little bit nervous, guys, because I haven't sung it out loud because I wrote it in my head. Like I found a royalty-free track and I wrote it in my head. Like I wrote down the lyrics on my phone, but I've only sung it in my noggin. I've never sung it out loud into the universe with my voice parts. So I'm excited to see what that's going to sound like in a minute. And he has no idea that it's coming. No idea that it's happening. But it is a love song because it's Valentine's Day this week. And so I thought it'd be fun to sing him a love song. But man, I'm nervous. So I should honestly probably be using this time right now instead of just talking to you guys about it while he's upstairs and I'm alone. I should probably spend this time singing it out loud. But maybe it's more fun if I don't and I just sing it for the first time out loud in front of Eric. That's actually not a good idea. That's going to end in a total disaster. But you know what? It's fine. Maybe it's more fun that way. We usually film this podcast during the day on Mondays, but today the plumbers were here again. So last week we had plumbing explosion problems. And so we were like, you know what? We just couldn't do it with everything going on in our lives. And so we were like, we have to do it this week. Obviously, we'd never want to skip a week. We have so much fun doing it. And it's like truly is like a date night for us every time we get to do this. So we didn't want to skip it today, but we couldn't do it because the plumbers were here again today. And so now tonight, we're doing it tonight. We usually don't do it at night. It's already 10 p.m. So we might just have to pause every once in a while to go help a kid that wakes up because, guys, Maisie's got a little bit of a cold. It's just sniffles and a little cough, but we think that it's now maybe spreading to Flynn because Flynn just woke up, which is unlike him. So I'm thinking maybe it's hitting him too. When, you know, if you've got kids, when a cold hits a family, it is a war zone. Like the first person gets it and you're just like, oh no, prepare for battle. Like, you know, everyone's about to go down slowly one at a time. And all you can do as a parent is just hope and pray that, number one, you don't get it, which is impossible. You're going to get it. I mean, you literally have little tiny snot goblin cuties coughing into your eyeballs and ears and nose all day long. But so you hope that you won't catch it at all. But if you do catch it, which you will, you hope that you get it like when they're not sick anymore. Because trying to take care of the kids while you are sick is miserable. But if you get sick right after they're done being sick, that's kind of sucks too, because then you're exhausted from taking care of kids. Anyway, it's none of it's good. And, you know, we already went through the sick season. The fall and the winter are pretty brutal when you have lots of kids. And now usually you're in the clear for a little bit. And I guess we just caught something random all of a sudden. Well, Maisie did. I'm still in the delusional phase that I'm not going to get it. So that's my hope. But it does seem like it's just a simple little cold, just a little sniffle and a little cough. And honestly, I thought we were in the clear because she got it a few days ago and she's pretty much better now. Like, it only lasted a couple of days and no one else had any symptoms at all and got sick at all. It was only Maisie. So I was really hopeful that we are just completely in the clear, but I guess not. I love that I'm just catastrophizing a situation that has not happened yet. This is something I'm working on in therapy, you guys, okay? We don't know what's going to happen. Maybe Flint just woke up for no reason. Maybe he had a bad dream. Maybe he has to pee. Who knows? Doesn't mean he's sick, but my brain just wants to assume, okay, you know what? This podcast is a lot better when Eric's here. So I'm going to wait for him to come back and maybe I'll practice that song again in my head, but I'm going to wait to do it out loud until he gets here, because I do think that will be fun, but I'm going to practice it again in my brains. Okay. See you when Eric's back. We're back with Eric now. Don't worry. You don't have to listen to just me anymore.
Thank goodness.
Thank goodness.
What were we talking about?
I don't know. Plumbers, poops. You're looking at poop.
They put a camera down the poop.
Yeah.
And I got to see inside of it all. And he was like tracking back through, well.
Lots of poops.
We don't talk about
years
that.
Of
we don't
poops.
Talk about that on this podcast.
Yeah, we never
Decades.
Talk about poop on here.
But fascinating to see the inside of your
poop
pipes.
My pipes? I'm the only one who poops in this home.
But unfortunate that I had to do this again, you know? It's the never
it's
ending saga. But yeah, you know, first name basis with our plumber now. I know that he plays bass guitar.
Mm-hmm. He's really nice.
And he also said that his father tumbled rocks. Because I had to
really?
Show him where some pipes were. And I was like, excuse all these rock tumblers. And he was like, oh, my dad used to do that.
You know what's funny is whenever someone relates to me tumbling rocks, it's usually like, my grandma did that. My aunt did that. Like, no one my age does this.
Well, it was his dad. His father tumbled rocks. That's the thing that's
fabulous,
cool.
But it proves my point.
Yeah.
That's like an old person thing.
Yeah.
Anyway.
He's a good guy.
It's the Valentine's Day episode. Valentine's in a couple days. Happy Valentine's Day.
Is that how we started the Valentine's
yeah,
Day episode?
Poop. Would it be an episode of Relax?
He's talking
if
about
we didn't...
more of our plumbing issues.
Oh my God. What a fascinating
and a camera
podcast.
Down a toilet.
My God.
And my relationship with our plumber. Mm-hmm. Happy Valentine's.
I asked you to be my Valentine.
You did.
Yes, I did.
It was very sweet. You made a note. With those, they're called something.
Candy hearts?
Candy hearts. There's a
conversation
word.
Conversation hearts.
Conversation hearts. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which we've talked about on the podcast before.
We have. Yeah.
I have a bunch of things to talk about today.
Oh my gosh.
If you're down to listen. Do you have a relax you need to get off your chest or do you want me to go?
I have a quick one that I can just like get rid of.
Okay, let's do it.
But like, it's like a funny thing that happened to me that I just was like, I'll save for this moment.
Okay.
It happened like 3 days ago. I woke up in the middle of the night. Choking.
Okay.
And then I'll start the story there. You know how I like to sleep with AirPods in because mm-hmm. I don't like the sound of my own brain when I go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
I was sleeping with AirPods in, going to sleep with AirPods in, and they weren't like the, not the small ones. If you're picturing this, they were like the, not the pros, but the one that's in between.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a thicker.
Yeah.
AirPod.
Right.
I don't know what they're called. I don't know if there's
a
word for them, but I had fallen asleep and I wish I was better at remembering my dreams. Like it's something that I struggle with. I wish I remembered them like at all, any of it, but I don't remember my dream, but I remember I had to eat something in my dream And then I woke up, I woke up choking. And if you are a person that sleeps with AirPods in or occasionally like falls asleep with AirPods in, when you wake up, they're not in your ears.
No,
they're like
right.
long gone. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They're lost to the sheets or mm-hmm. they're under your pillow or they're like poking a in your back or whatever. But when you fall asleep with them in, they're never in your ears when you wake up. In my dream, I ate something
in your mouth?
And I had put the AirPod
Shut
in
up.
My mouth. And was choking on it.
Love.
And woke up choking on the AirPod.
That's dangerous.
I'm aware.
Oh my God.
Isn't this crazy?
That's great. I can't believe you waited to tell me this.
No. Well, we don't, we have three kids and we don't get to
wow.
have deep conversations that often.
That's crazy.
Like this.
I wonder how many things you've eaten in your sleep and you don't even know. Maybe that's where all our AirPods have been going.
They're just eating them. We have this thing in our house where there's
no
like.
No wonder our toilets are. Love, our plumbing is poo filled with AirPods.
That's not going to clog a toilet. But we do have a bunch of like cases of AirPods where they're just missing.
This is what
and
I'm
could
saying.
They be inside me?
This is what I'm saying.
Oh, I need an x-ray or something. But this is an actual thing that happened to me. It was a traumatic week because it woke me up and I pulled the AirPod out of my mouth and then immediately fell back asleep.
Love.
I know, but like was awoken by choking on it.
You cannot sleep with anything small by you anymore.
Is that crazy?
Very crazy. Which
is it hilarious? Is it a funny podcast story?
It's really scary, but
that really happened to me.
I was putting the three kids to bed that we have. We have three of them. I don't know if you know about
this.
If
I ate an AirPod in my sleep.
That's horrible.
And
what's more important than you.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Is that now we know where they've all gone. All of our AirPods that are missing. And you have a.
I don't wake up hungry.
You have a.
And then
a
I hear
craving
things.
For a particular
hear,
side too, because we always only
from my
have the left ear. So you are partial to the taste of a right ear pod.
I couldn't tell you which ear it was that I woke up
That's
with that
crazy.
Night.
Speaking of. Things eating things in your sleep or things being around. I have
Do you
a story.
Think you could connect to a Bluetooth in your stomach?
I would assume it's
would
not
play,
that far of a range.
Yeah.
I don't see why not, except for like the liquids ruining the.
Sorry, I interrupted your.
It's okay.
I just couldn't believe how fast we moved on from that story.
I'm sorry. I don't know what else to say. It's
Same.
Crazy.
I have nothing to add, but we're just going to continue to live.
I mean,
life.
We can just sit and like live in it.
No, it's okay.
I just don't know what else to say. You've been living with this information for
days.
I just can't
believe that really happened.
I can. You tried to pee in my suitcase one night in
right.
your sleep. You do crazy shit in your sleep, love.
I sleep hard. Live hard, sleep hard.
Sleep hungry, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
When I was putting the kids to bed, I was explaining to them when you were away that I was cuddling them all and putting them all to sleep while you were setting up.
Yeah.
We're all in our bed and... I think they're all asleep. Like it's quiet in there. I'm like, all right, I can sneak out of here. We can go start podcasting in a second. And then Flynn goes, Mom, turn on your flashlight. Look. And I was like, what? So I turn on my flashlight and look. And he's sitting up, but just barely, like barely sitting up. And right where his head was a spider, like crawling around on the bed. And he didn't scream or freak out. I was trying not to because I didn't want to freak out the kids. Maisie just is like, chilling, looking at Wesley, just like looking, everyone's just kind of looking at the spider. And I was like, ah, I'm going to get it. And he goes, wait, don't kill it.
Yeah, you can't.
No, of course not. He goes, don't kill it. It's injured. And I wanted to be like, yeah, you were sleeping on it. So I had to get like a cup and he had to rescue it. I think it's still sitting outside of my bedroom.
You didn't call me to come.
He caught it.
Oh yeah. We got him now. Yeah.
Yeah. He did it. He gathered it up and I was like, oh my God, this. And in my head, I'm thinking, I never would have thought this would be my life, that there was a spider crawling around in my bed. And my kids are just like, oh, a spider. Let's put it out of the room, you know, and
that's
delicate.
Fun.
But then
yeah.
Maisie goes, Flynn gets up and puts it out of the room. And Maisie goes,
what do you mean out of the room?
He put it in a cup.
Uh-huh.
And he wanted to put it outside, but I didn't want to go all the way downstairs and go outside.
Sure.
And I was like, I just don't want it in my
Did
room.
Did he just release it into the rest of the house?
I don't know where it is, love. I don't know. I have no idea. It's in a cup somewhere in the house. I don't know where in the house, but somewhere in the house
is there
a
lid on the cup?
Of course there's not a lid on the cup, love. Of course there's not a lid on the cup. It was a small spider.
Okay.
still, whatever.
Yeah,
anyway, Maisie, when he walks away, Maisie goes, "That was so cute. What Flynn gonna name him?" And in my head, I was like, "This is so crazy." I'm like, I love that they're not like afraid, but like, it's just not me. And then Flynn was like, "I don't know what I'm gonna name him." And Maisie, I don't know if we've talked about this on the podcast, but Maisie is incredible at naming things. Mm-hmm. Like, she names everything and it's always perfect, but this was a miss.
Oh, so, no.
But it started off great. She goes, "What about we name him Fishy?" And I thought, that what that would a great name for a little spider, to name a spider
Fishy. The spider.
Fishy. I think that's cute. But then she immediately, and I, so in my head, I'm like, "Oh, this is great, Fishy. That's so cute." And then she immediately goes, no. "How about," I had to write it down immediately because it was insane. "How about Grassers Binge? Grassers Binge.
Yeah, I heard it. Yeah, okay. No.
Well, that's what she named. She was very, and Maisie's also the type where she'll make up a crazy name. And then later you'll be like, "What's your doll's name?" or something. And she'll say the same thing again. And it is not English. It's like,
Lakningtiko tamakpapapu. Yeah, she's got a good memory.
But she remembers it.
Yeah, she'll remember that stuff.
And she remembered that name later.
Wesley's a better namer than her, maybe. I don't know.
No, he names everything Monster Truck.
No, it's not true.
Most of the time.
There was like a stray cat he named Jam. And I thought that
that's
was
a really good name.
Yeah.
Also, he named the skunk that we've been seeing in the cameras Bathtub, which is just incredible.
I mean, the children's books write themselves.
Bathtub
and Jam. You know what
it's
I mean?
So good.
It's like
yeah,
a skunk
so
and a stray cat.
That's what
we're going
to write a song about.
Bathtub and Jam? Are you kidding me?
It's so great.
Sorry, if you're listening, that's already trademarked.
We're gonna do it. Bathtub Jam. Yeah. Okay, I have something I'm excited. I do have a relax we'll talk about later. First, I want to talk about, it's Valentine's Day. And so I was looking up different things we could talk about in honor of Valentine's Day. It's a very controversial holiday because some people love it, I guess. I actually don't know anyone who loves Valentine's Day, but most people are like, it's a reminder of the day of love. We've Googled all the things you can discuss on Valentine's Day, right? Love, like the history of Valentine's Day.
I had one that I don't think we had Googled that I did Google today.
Okay.
About the history of it.
We've done that, but
okay.
You found something new?
I found a little snippet that I liked.
Okay.
Is it okay if I
go for
reference
it.
This? That like it has roots in an ancient pagan festival.
Mm-hmm.
Did we talk about that? In like ancient Rome. And it was a fertility festival. And it was celebrated with animal sacrifices and gently slapping women in crop fields with goat hides dipped in blood.
Why don't we do
with
that anymore?
With the thoughts that this would help fertility.
We should do that again.
It's just interesting to me, the idea of like, if we wanted another child, me taking, sacrificing a goat and then taking its
love
bloody hide. But like it says gently.
But also we have no issues with fertility. That is not something we would partake in because you married a woman with no fertility issues.
So I never have an excuse to gently slap you in the face with a bloody goat hide.
I doubt it's in the face, first of all. But it's like on the tummy.
Oh yeah, I guess it does say slap. It doesn't say where they're slapped.
I like that you assumed this was going to be on the face.
That's how I pictured it. Well, yeah.
Well, mine is in...
Where did you picture the slapping?
Like probably around the uterus area, I would assume.
Oh.
What I wanted to talk about was not anything like that. But I figured we'd already discussed a lot. We've talked about a lot of different cute, romantic-y, couple-y things throughout our many episodes. And so I was like, well, I want to try to apply something romantic and cute for Valentine's Day to the episode, but that has to do with something in our lives. And the one thing that is very prominent in our lives these days is ocean creatures, ocean animals.
Oh,
and so I looked up the most romantic sea creatures.
Okay.
That's the thing, I guess. And I'm going to tell them to you.
Okay? Somebody wrote an article about this?
Yeah. And his name was ChatGPT.
Oh, I know Chat.
GPT? I don't know.
GPT.
G?
Yes.
It is G?
I'm very confident, yes.
Which one is it?
GPT.
What did I say? How do I say it wrong? Oh, I was saying GBT in the past, wasn't I?
Yeah.
Chat GBT. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited about this.
Okay.
Seahorse. We know they're monogamous. Do we know this? Did you know this?
Just tell me again.
Seahorse. They engage in elaborate courtship rituals. They dance together, they change colors together, and they entwine their tails with their mate. They entwine their tails. Isn't that cute?
Yes.
Also, the male seahorse carry the eggs after mating. The female deposits her eggs into the special pouch of the male's belly, where he fertilizes and carry them until they hatch. This is one of the few instances where the male is the pregnant one and births things. That's exciting. That's romantic.
Who named that creature?
The seahorse?
Yeah.
I think it's like, Maisie. It's a cute name.
I don't know. It's just like they've never seen a horse.
The face looks like a horse. Are you serious? It literally has a horse face. Are you just realizing this?
No, well, I get it that it has a face, but it certainly doesn't like exactly resemble a horse, and neither does the rest of its body.
The chest of it. Yeah, the top half of it looks like the top half of a horse and the bottom half of a mermaid.
What?
Yeah.
No, it looks like it has like a tubular mouth and doesn't look like a horse.
It's kind of horsey. Whatever.
Whatever, it's fine.
It's romantic, okay? Mm-hmm. Clownfish. Or another one, clownfish. Monogamous. And once they pair, they work together in a tight-knit relationship to protect the anemone home. They communicate with each other through touching and nuzzling. They touch and nuzzle to communicate. That's cute.
This is very cute. Can I interject with a question?
Yes.
Whose job is it to see if these animals are monogamous or not? Who's like watching these animals and being like, well, let's see. I don't know. He's looking at that other one. It's kind of flirtatious, but it's not.
I don't know, but we were lied to by the show Friends, because there's an episode where Phoebe goes like, you're each other's lobster. Lobsters, they hold claws and they walk together and they're with each other for life. They mate for life. That's not true. Lobsters have a lot. They're like frisky and like, they're a little promiscuous. They have lots of mates.
Right. But someone is tracking this.
Not me.
Yeah. Someone in graduate school is tracking that.
So the cuteness.
How?
I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm just telling you the cuteness. I'm not telling you.
Well, is there like seahorse Facebooks where they're like, can check and see if they're like talking to like an old ex on Facebook?
I think if you are a person who studies animals and you're like, oh, like for just something small, like I look in our little security cameras and I see the same squirrel every day. If the same squirrel, its entire lifespan of every day that I'm watching it is with the same other squirrel every single day and they're like besties, then I'd be like, oh my gosh, they're best friends for life. Whereas like—
That's not science, I love you. You'd have to like take notes.
I never said I was
you'd
a scientist.
You'd have to like confirm intercourse of said squirrel and then like line it up on a chart.
If you're studying, you're studying clownfish.
You're making a whole
if you're studying
Microsoft
the life of
Word.
A clownfish, you watch and you see a clownfish. They live in a little colony of clownfish and
you're just tracking who they're hooking up with?
Well, actually with clownfish, it's the biggest male mates with the biggest female in their little clown school of fish. And this is crazy too. When the female, if the big female dies, the male, the biggest male, changes its gender to female to continue the cycle. And then the next male, the next biggest male then mates with the now female that was once a male.
Incredible.
They changed gender. Isn't that wild? Also, penguins, another romantic cuteness, which we've talked about this before, the emperor penguin, they court their partner and they mate for life. They have a partner for life and they give them a stone, a little rock, a pretty little rock.
You've given me rocks?
Yes, isn't that so sweet?
I'm wearing a necklace.
That's a rock that I polished for you.
Yes.
Okay, this one you're going to like. Ready? There's
sure.
something called a love dart snail. It's a snail. And before mating, they fire sharp love darts at each other.
Ew.
Injecting hormones into their partner to influence the success of mating.
I'm not as comfortable
love
with
darts.
This. I'm not as comfortable
it's a Cupid.
As this one. It sounds like it's
it's like Cupid. Okay. Anyway.
It sounds a little bit
what?
Like cover your drink kind of a thing.
Oh yeah. I guess.
You know what I mean?
Whatever. Like, I think it could be
I'm sus. I don't think you should be able to love dart someone.
All right. Well, male humpback whales, they're famous for their long, complex songs, which they sing to attract mates. These songs can last for hours and are thought to be a way to communicate with females, showcasing both creativity and devotion.
I think this is you.
Isn't that so sweet?
This is you.
They sing to them for hours.
You just walk around the house just singing for hours.
Okay, here's a weird one. Ready?
Uh-huh.
Anglerfish.
Okay. The ones with the thingy.
Yeah, with the anglerfish are the ones that live in the deep sea with like the light in front of their forehead. Okay, they're known for this very strange form of romance. I didn't know this. This is This is insane.
How does anyone know this? They live so far down.
The male, which is much smaller than the female, latches onto the female and fuses to her body. Over time, the male's body will literally merge with the female's, becoming a permanent living part of her. That is not romantic to me.
That's like, that's a the parasite, that's right? It's not the definition of a parasite.
Horrific. Like to be just like a fish living your life and then a little tiny male comes to mate with you and then is like, man, I'm going to fuse right here.
This is a shockingly unromantic
Heinous.
Conversation.
Okay. Love. But as I was like reading about these cute little, not that one's not that cute, but the other ones, I thought there was cute little ocean things, and ocean creatures are such a big part of our life, obviously,
sure.
because of our kids.
Yeah.
And it's Valentine's Day. I was like, what if I wrote a love song to you and incorporated these animals?
Was it written by chat? What do you call it?
It was not.
Chat
this was literally, no, it was not. I looked up which animals from the chat thing. I don't know how it works very well. I downloaded the chat GPT. I downloaded some other AI robot a long time ago and it was bad, but now I just downloaded the chat
don't
GPT
ask me.
One.
Anyway, you're going to sing me a song?
I'm going to sing you a song. And love, this is crazy.
This is incredible.
I wrote the song while I was putting the kids down to sleep.
Okay.
And I wrote it in my brain, but I couldn't sing it out loud because I was putting the kids to sleep. So I don't know if it's even going to work.
Okay.
But this is my romantic love song to you.
Okay.
About, you know, the cuteness of the ocean. Although I can't find it on my phone. I have to find the song on my phone. I'm sorry. Give me one moment, please. Please hold. Here we go. You ready, lovey? This is my love song to you.
So you wrote this in the dark with our children and you've never sung it aloud?
No.
Okay.
I found a royalty-free track on YouTube and listened to it in my earbuds that I don't eat.
Did you eat them?
I didn't. Not this time.
You should try.
And I wrote down the lyrics I thought might fit on my phone and now I'm going to sing it. Let's see how it goes. Hey, baby.
Oh.
We've been spending a lot of time at the ocean together. My hands are starting to feel clammy.
I get it.
Something's fishy. Let's dive right in. I want to be like a seahorse, entwine your tail with mine. Be like a penguin, give me a pretty rock that shines. Mm-hmm. Talk to me like a clownfish in the anemone. Communicate by only touching and nuzzling me. Love me for eternity, like the lovers of the sea do. I wanna be romantic fishies with you. Love me like the lovers of the sea. Just not the anglerfish. Don't fuse your privates to me. I don't like that one.
It's dangerous.
Be like a snail, the one with the love dart. I'll be your target practice. X marks the spot
Jeez.
On
okay.
my heart. Don't be like a human lover. I don't want no flowers. Be like a sperm whale and sing to me for hours, baby. Love me yeah. for eternity, like the lovers of the sea do. I wanna be romantic fishies with you. Love me like the lovers of the sea. Just not the anglerfish. Don't fuse your privates to me, but any other fish you wanna be, I'll be with you, baby.
Yeah, you gotta throw a baby in at the end. That's great. I loved how you gave me all the information for like 10 to 15 minutes beforehand, and then it went right into the song.
And I just regave you all the information.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah, well, I could understand because now I knew all those facts.
Yeah, well,
so
I don't know.
I could tell it was real and from a real place in your heart.
It was, and a real place from ChatGPT.
Yeah, well, and like fact-based, you know?
It was fact-based and love-based.
When's that going to be on Spotify?
Never. I don't know how to put things on Spotify.
Did you get the double entendre when you said Sea-Doo? That Sea-Doo is also, a popular brand for a jet ski?
It
Did
is
you
a
mean
jet
ski.
Yes, I do know about that.
Was that purposely
I didn't think that was a universal. I did know about that because we used to go riding on Sea-Doos. That was like the one vacation we got to do every year. Let's go to Laughlin, Nevada.
Sound?
Love.
What are you, a billionaire?
Yes. My dad was friends with a guy who owned a jet ski company.
We'd go on our Sea-Doos?
My dad's friend owned a jet ski company, and he owned some hotel in Laughlin, Nevada, an hour away from Las Vegas. Uh-huh. So our family vacation every year was a one free hotel room at this Harrah's.
Sounds like a thing.
In Laughlin, Nevada. And we would ride the Sea-Doos on the like little river there for free. So it was a free trip. We just had to pay for our gas to get there.
Surely mafia ties too.
Huh? What'd you say?
Mob. I just a Harrah.
I thought you said surely monetized.
No,
too.
Mafia. Like, I'm just imagining like a Harrah's in Laughlin where just like, hey, give the kid a Sea-Doo. You know what?
Yeah.
I can't.
I'm not yeah, no, do I don't know.
But like when my 8-year-old version of a billionaire when I was 8 was like, oh, someone on a Sea-Doo.
Billionaire. I'm a billionaire then.
Like rich. Like Richie Rich.
Well, there's your song. I'm glad you brought up you thought people were billionaires who had Sea-Doos, because I was thinking about this the other day. I know we've talked about before on the podcast, like things that people did that we thought made them very rich. Mm. And then you find out later, like, oh, maybe not. Well, I think we might've talked about this, but Macy's, if you shopped at Macy's or like JCPenney, any big department store, to me, that was like, you're the richest person on the planet. And we'd only shop there like maybe once a year, and I get like one thing. It was very exciting. But I was thinking about this the other day because I had this memory of we used to go to the Sizzler all the time. Not all the time. We'd go like for family gatherings, like family, what are they called? Reunions.
Funerals.
Like when all the family was in town. Sure. Uh-huh. I'm sure. But like if all the family was in town, we'd all go to Sizzler. My grandpa would like take care of the whole family, all the cousins,
again,
everything.
Again, you're sounding very rich.
I know.
To
this
me
is what
right
I'm
now.
Saying. To me, I was like, this is the craziest thing in the world. This is the richest thing a person could do is go to the Sizzler, because we all
you're
got
like,
the buffet.
This is the Met Gala. Like,
yeah. Love. You get as much ice cream as you wanted. You put your own sprinkles. They had like a frozen yogurt ice cream thingy, and you could make your own ice cream bowl, and you could put sprinkles on anything you wanted, and you could get multiple. You go back for more, and it was
you actually
and
are
in my
explaining
mind,
this
it was
to me,
free
because I've actually never been to a Sizzler.
What?
And then one of my first apartments in LA, like La Brea and Sunset, there was a Sizzler there, like briefly. I remember when I first met. Then it was like gone, but like.
Well, to me,
I remember seeing that Sizzler and being like, oh, I remember seeing the commercials.
Like, I've never like ordered food at Sizzler though. It's always like, it was decided for us. We all got the buffet, which was fabulous.
Why would you do anything else? I don't understand.
And
do they even have a kitchen?
I don't know. I have no idea, but I just know that I loved it. It was so fancy and it was so cool. And I thought it was like literally the fanciest place you could possibly eat in the world. And it wasn't until like probably after college that I heard someone like make fun of a Sizzler and be like, oh, Sizzler, gross. Like, and I was like, wait,
it's
what?
Widely known
like,
as like the grossest.
Shocked me.
It's widely known like as like the grossest food
what?
Possible. But also like when I was a kid, I'm like, you're rich if you go to Sizzler. Can I put money down right now?
Sure.
Quite possibly the best name for a restaurant ever.
Sizzler. It's great.
Name a bet. Give me a better restaurant name. Don't tell me like Olive Garden is a better name.
That's not a better name.
Applebee's?
No.
Applebee's is pretty good.
The Sizzler?
But like Sizzler.
That's pretty good.
Like if you're in like a pitch meeting for like what's the best, we're going to name a restaurant. Mm-hmm. What are you going to name? Nobu?
Yeah, the Sizzler's
California
pretty
Pizza Kitchen?
Yeah, not good. Not
Thank
good
God it's Fridays and we'll just shorten it to TGIF.
BJ's. Come on.
Pretty good. But Sizzler is like
so good.
It's like you win the pitch. Like people, everyone at the
it's
corporate
so
meeting stand
and
up and applaud.
The logo, killer. The Z's
what is it?
Are
what
like
are the Z's?
Smoking. Like Come the Z's because they're sizzling, man. The Z's in Sizzler, like from what I can remember, and I don't remember logos. I couldn't tell you what any other logo looks like, but the Sizzler one, I can like see it in my mind.
I feel like the I in Chili's is like a chili pepper.
I don't know, maybe.
But then again, it's just Chili's. It's not Sizzler.
I know, it's really good. Well, I was thinking about the other day. Anyway, I hope you liked your Valentine's song. That was my contribution to.
It was really good.
Thank you. And I do have something that needs to relax, though, that's not Valentine's Day related. Do you want to hear it?
Sure.
Or did you have more relaxes?
I can just talk more about choking on an AirPod.
I would love to hear it, honestly.
Actually, a new fear like unlocked, like.
That's really scary.
Could I die that way?
I think so for sure. And don't eat any more AirPods because they're kind of expensive.
Well, I'm just saying like, if that revealed as a cause of death, you know.
That'd be wild.
Pretty bad.
Yeah.
Chokes on an AirPod in their sleep because they thought it was like a, whatever they were.
What did you think it was? That's why I wish you could remember that dream to know what you're eating.
I remember being like eating it. I was hungry.
Oh man. Yeah. Ferociously was what you were about to say, wasn't it?
I didn't want to. I didn't want to say
so
that.
So like just trying to chew on it? Like, oh,
did,
I
you see,
imagining,
did you see my
like,
eyes say ferociously?
I did.
Yeah.
I'm envisioning, because of the ferociously part of it, you like chewing on it quickly, like, you know what I mean? Like, just the sound of it rattling on your
teeth. It was the weirdest, most like confusing thing to like wake up to and then half sit up and then pull out of like my mouth.
Of all the people that live in this house.
And be like, that's insane. Remember that? Because you know how when you wake up from a dream, you immediately fall back asleep sometimes? Like, but I like checked myself like, bro,
you
remember that.
Yeah, of all the people that live in our house, you're not the one anyone would guess would be the one that ate an AirPod.
Checked out an AirPod. No.
Like if we have many other people who you would think would do that before you. I do have a relax. Do you want to hear it?
Sure.
Don't be too excited, love. Jeez Louise,
I'm kind of like, I'm just kind of like all overwhelmed by the song. You know what I mean? Like it made me. Have all the feels. Like it was so romantic.
It was so romantic.
And Valentine's Day themed.
So this is what I want to talk about. The Super Bowl happened, blah, blah, blah. I didn't watch it.
So good.
Other people in this house did, but I did not watch it this year. I was really excited at the idea of watching it when it was going to be the Lions. And especially seeing that the Chiefs lost kind of like really bad. Like I feel like the Lions would have like crushed them, but I don't know. The Lions.
That's a nice thought.
Don't you think? Who knows? But anyway, that's not the point of what I'm about to say.
Not so for me to say.
Taylor Swift was at the Super Bowl and there was this one moment where, and it kind of went viral. I didn't watch the Super Bowl, but I did see this clip. Taylor Swift gets booed, I guess. And she kind of looks around. She like looks and there's booing happening cause she's like on the big screens or whatever. And you can see her mouth, what the F is going on or something like that.
Or she like the one where she like looks over the
Yeah, she kind of looks at the camera like, what? Because she's getting booed. Well, I saw that and I was like, ew, that's so gross. Like, why are you booing her? She has nothing to do with this game. Like, she's just literally there supporting her boyfriend. That's so annoying. And then I looked at the comments thinking they'd all say that. Like, I thought the comments would all be like, ew, grow up, booing her just for attending and supporting her boyfriend. You guys are weird. The comments were unbelievably disappointing. They were like, she deserves it. Yeah, finally people are going to see the demon that she is, that satanic monster.
Wait, people on the internet were mean?
No, that's not why it's surprising. It's surprising that I'm like, what? Like, it wasn't people being like, okay, this is ridiculous. I know people on the internet are just meanies, like sometimes, obviously, but it was just like so annoying to see all these comments that it wasn't even like, ha ha, she's getting booed, which there was a lot of that. It was like, finally people seeing that she's a monster. It was like that. It was like insane. They were so mean. And this is what annoys me about it. I started to appreciate what sports can be, what football can be because of you and like your love for the Lions and wanting to like support that and be a part of that. And I found many beautiful things about the camaraderie of like sports and going to a game. And like, there's a lot of fun that can be had, even if it's not something you think you would enjoy, if you just open your mind a little bit to it. And I did feel though with that I was like, okay, that is something that's so gross about sports, in my opinion. I don't think it's fun or cute or camaraderie or whatever to just be booing the other team, but certainly booing just a person there to support her boyfriend. Like, it was so weird. And then I saw a TikTok of someone posting about how Travis went to so many of her shows of the Eras Tour, and every time people saw him, they would cheer, they give him friendship bracelets. Everyone was so excited. They loved that he was there to support her. He was such a supportive boyfriend. Like, he's so amazing. Never once was he booed for being there to support his girlfriend on stage. Why is it that she gets booed just doing the same thing that he's doing? She's just going to support him. It is so yucky. Like, it just makes me feel like, grow up, you weirdos. Like, booing her, like, really?
They're two different. I don't want to play devil's advocate to your position, but they're two, like a sports jumbotron is like a different environment to like a Taylor Swift, you know, jumbotron appearance or whatever.
Still,
I'm not making excuses for it at all. I think it's so absurd. I wish like it's when you like this game and you appreciate it and you're a fan of like a team or whatever, like it's really hard to watch the Super Bowl, especially when your team's never been in it. But when it becomes so much a spectacle of like celebrity and politics and everything else, like it was way too much of that. And then they also like take a week off leading up to it. So it's like 2 weeks of media and interviews and storylines and all this like leading up to it. And like, yeah, I guess she's part of it, but like, so, so are all the other significant others.
I'm sure she would prefer they don't film her. Like she didn't go up to them and be like, make sure to film me a lot and don't film the boys playing the game. Film me. Like, she's not doing that. It's not her fault that they put her on the Jumbotron. She's just there to support him. That's what's annoying to me. She didn't do anything to deserve being booed. She's just existing. Like, that is annoying. See, like, sometimes people are booed or whatever, and I can kind of be like, okay, because like they did something horrific or awful, or, you know, it's just part of teams and that's what you do. You just boo and it's silly and ha ha ha, they booed the other team, I guess. I mean, I don't do that, but like, I can see where that makes sense. But for her, like, that didn't make any sense to me. I was like, what is that doing?
I really
just to hurt her feelings. Like, there's really no purpose other than that.
I mean, I feel like with teams, when they're really successful and they win for years and years, people get tired of that because people always want to root for an underdog.
Sure.
Which is like, it's like a natural, like, human thing. And I think, like, so she's dating and inserted herself into a situation where it's like they're the front runner champion, like kind of become like the bad guys or whatever. But I hate the idea of people blending that, like, rooting for the underdog versus like her, Taylor Swift, having some sort of adversarial role in all of this. And I don't even mean like in like TikToks or like her being booed, like mainstream professional, you know, men who talk about sports on like sports shows. I'm so sick of seeing Taylor Swift and rooting against the Taylor Swifts. As it's not funny. It's not interesting. It has nothing to do with the game. I mean, like, I don't know what kind of publicity, you know what I mean? Like, obviously they're very public people and they both have like platforms and they, you know, are in a relationship. I don't know. It's like, if it sucks. And it's like how that people are, I'm not gonna make any sense.
Yeah,
but like, if you didn't want to, don't, like, you could watch from the back, you know what I mean? Or you could like, you could,
that's
support.
That's not fair. She's not allowed to see a good view because people hate her. Like, it's so dumb.
I think they're like, oh my God, they cut to her so much. Like, they don't cut to her that much. They could, like, barely, you know what I mean? Like, it's not, right. It's like, not,
well,
not,
who cares?
It's not a big deal. Like, no one should care.
Be mad at the camera people or whatever. Or the producers saying cut to Taylor Swift. Yeah, like, it's not
it's,
her
it's
fault.
Producers. It's the Fox network. That's like, we're going to get, they don't care if she's booed or cheered. Like, you know what I mean? They just like, they're like, cut to her, you know?
Is that, if she hasn't, it's just annoying because she didn't do anything. Like, I don't get, all she did was be a successful woman and people hate her. It's so weird. Like, it's not like it's someone being displayed on a big Jumbotron that like has done horrible things. Like some celebrity who has a bad reputation or has done something terrible or whatever. It's just like, she's literally just, she's done nothing. Like, what is the point of it? It's so weird. It's such weird, insecure behavior.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm not playing devil's. I was just trying to explain. Yeah. People get
booed.
People
that's
get booed
whatever.
On Megatrons and things. And,
sure.
And certainly there was other people there in attendance that evening that deserved some boos. Like, you know what I mean?
I'm not even saying that. I'm just saying, like, I just thought it was weird. And it was, I've been trying really hard to understand and appreciate sports by comparing it to my experiences going to like Taylor Swift concerts.
Yeah.
And that's something that would never happen.
Yeah. Way to call a double standard, completely different environment. I feel
totally.
Like it might have to do with some sort of masculine energy. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Which again, still gross.
Some other things that happened in the week leading up to it.
Yeah. And masculine energy is not gross, by the way. I wasn't saying masculine energy is gross. I was saying the behavior is gross.
I think that's, well, yeah, same. I think that's understood, but yeah.
Cause you have lots of masculine energy, Lovey, and it's not gross.
I don't think,
You didn't even hear what I just said.
I heard you, but like, I feel like this falls under like celebrity gossip. You know what I mean? I don't know
what I just did.
No, me like trying to like understand what, like, these people why they're there and this and why and who.
No, I think we're just, I don't find this to be gossip. We're just saying it. Hey, it's not nice to boo someone like who didn't do anything. Like, why are we booing someone who's just there to support her boyfriend? I don't know that that's gossip. I don't know. I think it's a little bit odd and it really bothered me. So it's going to be my relax for the week. Anyone who booed Taylor Swift for no effing reason, but her reaction was pretty great. She just kind of was like, what the heck?
Yeah, I thought her reaction was great.
She just kind of, her eyes got big. She's like, okay, what the heck?
Right. Was it going to bother her? Yeah.
I know. Anyway, did you have anything else that you needed to talk about on this Valentine's Day? Did you write a song for me about fish?
I can play a song.
Well, now
by
I want you to write a song about
The pH
with bathtub.
Bathtub and jam.
Write the bathtub and jam song.
It's writing itself already in my head. It's really good.
I can't wait to hear it.
Bathtub and jam.
Do it. You know, he also named crows Worm and Sprinkles.
I'm overloaded with. So I already forgot who Bathtub was. Bathtub is the skunk. Okay, yeah. And Jam was a stray cat. And Sprinkles is
a crow.
Of course.
You know what?
What was the other one?
Oh my gosh, I did. Worm.
What's Worm?
It's a bird. But he gets it mixed up with other birds. Like, it was like a tiny, tiny little like finch looking bird. He named it Worm, and then a crow flew in. He's like, oh, look, it's bird. Or look, it's Worm. Like he thinks all birds are just the same bird, even if it's a crow versus like a finch. So Sprinkles and Worm are birds.
I'm getting like a Otter's Jug Band vibe from it already in my head. The song.
I don't know what that is.
Do you know how to like blow on like a bottle? Don't. You do, you know, they go,
where people, I know like, what you're talking about. Yeah.
Why did you make that fucking face at me? Are you mental? What's going on? Are you ovulating? What's happening?
Ew. Not ovulating. Oh. Why are my legs spread too? Ew. What's happening? Valentine's Day scandal. No, but just because you, I don't know. Sorry. You always make the sexual weird jokes. I'm always like the uncomfortable one. Everyone's like, clean gallery. Tell me something. And I'm trying to do one. And now I'm like a freak of nature. Christ.
How was I making a sexual reference when I was talking about Otter's Jug Band?
Have you ever noticed? Sorry, this is totally off topic, but I've said, Jesus Christ. Like I've said the Lord's name in vain. I apologize. In front of my children before. And Flynn once, he said, cheese is Christ. Yeah. Once he said, cheese is Christ. And I was like, oh. He didn't say it. But then I was like, oh, no, that's actually, I'm so sorry. I've said that in front of you before. It's not a nice word. I should never have said that. I'm sorry. You know, like fix it. I've never heard him say it again. But the one time I heard him say it, he said, cheese is Christ.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was random, but lovey.
Try not to swear in front of our children, love.
Okay. Sorry, you're talking about blowing bottles.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's what I hear. Well, for the song, for the bathtub and jam song. Yeah, there's it seems to me that there's banjo like that. And like,
oh, that's cute. Yeah,
blowing on jugs. Sorry.
Yeah, if you got a bath, if you got a skunk,
blowing on jugs doesn't sound good either. Sorry.
Blowing on jugs. Yeah,
isn't that what they're doing? That whole band.
Which band?
The Otters.
What? Now there's Otters?
Yeah. Emmett Otters. I think that's what it is. Emmett Otters Jug Band.
Wait, no. It's Christmas. A skunk and a crow and a bird.
I know, but I was referencing the type of music that I heard in my head when thinking about writing this song.
Why are you talking about Otters? Did he name an otter?
What?
You said something about an otter?
Yes.
When did he name an otter?
He didn't. I'm just saying, when potentially writing a song... Mm-hmm. For bathtub and jam.
You blow on jugs.
I picture Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas and just an otter and just them like that kind of sound. That kind
Emmett
of like band
Otter's
sound.
Jug Band Christmas?
You don't know
I've
what
never
that
heard
is?
This.
I don't know. I think it's
going to have to look it up though.
It's a jug band. They're blowing on jugs, love. I can't keep saying I go to bed.
Dirty jokes, lovey. Well, we got to get some bottles, it seems. Lick the lips, lovey. It's time to start blowing on them jugs.
Okay. What? You've gone over.
I ordered a pizza. It's outside getting cold.
Okay.
I'm very hungry, love.
I think that's how we end podcasts usually.
That's how we end podcasts usually.
Yeah. If there's your taco pillow.
Taco pillow. Taco pill.
Can you imagine if Taco Bell was like, we're just doing pills now? Like oh everything, my God. Everything you're, we can't believe you're eating this nonsense. We're putting it in pill form because you are freaking animals. And we can't believe we have a company. And we're just exhausted of making this pretend food. And so just here, you animals, just eat so it in insane, a pill and go to bed.
It's like, the whole point of Taco Bell is like, it tastes...
That's the future.
No, it tastes I'm delicious. Excited. It's the texture. It's the flavor. So if you take that away and the only thing you're getting is the feeling after once the pill hits your stomach, like the only thing you feel is the diarrhea. Like,
yes.
It's not a good...
How did you know it was a diarrheal?
Because you were... It's Taco Bell.
That's not a word.
Guaranteed.
Diarrheal?
A diarrheal?
Laxative.
I like diarrheal better. Be diarrheal. Hey,
$1 million.
I thought you were going to say, hey, Merry
billion
Christmas.
$1 million idea, Taco Bell, if you're listening, just come out with a...
Taco pill?
Just Taco Bell. Just immediate diarrhea.
Okay. We're leaving.
Good night.
Goodbye.